Ajero Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi.
Favor Lumenze. My struggle in trying to get admission since from when I finished my secondary school in 2017. I wrote JAMB 2017. I met the cutoff, but I couldn't get it, probably due to because I wasn't an indigene in of Calabar or something. I did not really feel so sad that period because my parents and other people around me were saying I was young and I still had a lot of time in order for me to get what I wanted. The next year, which was 2018, I wrote JUPEP and I wrote JAMB again. That JAMB, I got pharmacy with JAMB. Then with that, I got genetics. Then I was very happy and very excited because of I was starting school and everything, a public school in Unicam. So I went ahead, I did everything, and then ASUU strike, COVID-19 and everything, and then the admission was now new because of the accreditation problems we had, so I had to leave the school. And because of the ASUU strike, I wrote JAMB again and I did another JUPEP program in Gregory University, which I'm now struggling with right now for me to get the admission. It has been so infuriating and very depressing because of everything that has been happening, and it's not a good system at all, and we just have to, I don't know, it's been tiring.
That was Mr. Favor Lumenze sharing his story on how he is currently struggling to get admission into the Nigerian university of his choice. The dream of every secondary school student in Nigeria is to effortlessly pass JAMB and get admission on first attempt. But just like in the case of Favor, so many young Nigerians who are applying to get into tertiary institutions fail to get admitted. Why is it so? Let's listen to Professor Abubakar Rashid, the Executive Secretary of the Nigerian University Commission, as he tells us why.
Education and technology education to ensure that, if you produce thousands and thousands, if Lagos State government cannot absorb them, other states will. Other countries in the neighboring West Africa, as we do. We are in need of good quality teachers, and I'm happy.
That was Dr. Abubakar Rashid, the Executive Secretary, Nigerian University Commission there. According to Professor Rashid, the 205 universities are not enough to satisfy the teeming population. But with the constant strikes by public university lecturers and the state of the university amongst other challenges, should establishing a new university be a top priority? I put these questions to some Nigerians. Let's listen to them.
I personally, it depends on how you want to look at it. It's a dicey situation, right? It's a situation where, because the current universities we have, they are not properly funded, right? For example, we still have situations where, the universities are going on strike, periodical strikes. It takes, 4 months, 5 months. First of all, a student in a public university cannot say that he is going to finish his university in 4 years in record time, except for the schools that are not under ASUU. So creating more universities is like creating more problems, more expenses. I think we need to, gather our acts together. So we need to first make sure the ones that we have is properly being managed, properly being taken care of. Staff welfare is considered, because if maybe right now, let's assume we have 300 universities in Nigeria. The 300 they are not properly funded, they are not properly managed. Then you want to create maybe 200 more, making 500. So where is the fund going to be from? And also, education needs to be viable. We need to make sure the teachers, the lecturers, everybody who is being recruited is fit for the role. We need to first take care of the existing problems before we create more universities.
I don't understand why we need more universities in this country. That is not our problem. Students need a conducive environment to learn. There are some universities that their chairs are broken. Some universities, their roofs are leaking. Students are not comfortable. How do you expect them to learn? Of course, the results you get will be poor. Is that what they should be talking about? Should be talking about reforming, rebuilding, renovating universities, equipping them, making sure they are comfortable, making sure they are conducive for students to learn, not to start rebuilding, to start building new universities. New universities for what? Can they count how many universities we have in this country? Both state universities, federal and private. They are more than enough.
Well, the suggestion by the Nigerian University Commission on building more universities in the country is actually not a very good idea or suggestion, in the sense that the current universities actually lack funding in terms of amenities and even salary payments. We still have issues we're dealing with ASUU, recurrent strikes and everything. So I believe if they have the funds available, I think it's a better idea into putting in that money into the current universities and being able to upgrade them into the standards of the modern Western universities.
Mayunes, you don't need more. We don't need more universities, babe. We don't. But we already have enough. This is how private universities were born. You know, because federal and state, they keep messing up. They will do strike from today and to whenever. And then, you know, somebody will enter school 4, 5, 7 years. You're not yet done because of strike and strike and strike. So this is how private universities were born and, you know, became so rampant. Everywhere you turn it, each state has its own private, private universities. I don't think we need more. At least not now, not now. There are a lot of things to fix with the ones we already have on ground. How can you go and erect more universities when the ones you have on ground is just messed up, is deteriorating at rapid speed? It makes no sense. Why are you going to build more? We have a maintenance problem in Nigeria. So it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever for them to even be suggesting. The first thing they need to do is to actually work on the current universities we have available in different states.
Those were some Nigerians sharing their thoughts. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM, it's 89.9 Yola, and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we're asking whether we need more universities in Nigeria or not. Before we went on break, a student shared his story on how he's struggling to get admission into a public university. We also heard the executive secretary suggest that we need more universities in the country. We further spoke to some Nigerians on whether the country needs more universities or not. Contrary to the Nigerians we spoke to, who insisted that there is no need for new universities, but rather the old ones should be fixed, and education is things otherwise, as he corroborates with what Dr. Abubakar Rashid said.
My name is Mate Mekitam Meyashi, one-time commissioner for education in Kaduna State. Those who have the view that we do not need more universities, that's a very backward view. But when we talk of education as a right, you cannot say that we are not going to have more universities when the demand for university, for tertiary level education is extremely high. Nobody should have the benefit or the privilege of attaining tertiary level education at the expense of others. Because, I mean, every Nigerian has the right to be educated, regardless as to whether if he finishes and is going to get a job or not. Okay? That is the angle that we should be coming from.
Now, another angle I would love to tilt your attention towards is the fact that most of these graduates that graduate graduates. It's not as if they don't have a job. It's been that they struggle even in the universities and they are not employable because they are not qualified for the positions because they didn't have a good basic education. Why don't we invest in giving quality basic education like we see in most countries where going to college is optional because you've had the quality education you need for basic and then you can excel in that. So don't you think we need something like that here in the country?
Completely. I'm coming back to the point I am making and I want you to understand that education is a right. Whether from basic to tertiary, if you look at the debates or constitutional debates since General Murtala's time, when the Constitution Drafting Committee that he constituted, which produced the Constitution, which has been amended and the one we are using now, the Nigerian political elite do not want the children of the poor people to get education because they, on their own, they have the resources and the strength to access education anywhere in the world. Okay, we are talking of basic education.
Yes.
Go around the states and you can take any state in the country. They are lacking in quality teachers. Teaching facilities are not there. The learning environment is poor. So the issue really is to make sure that the states, the local governments and the federal government finance education adequately.
Okay, sir. I love the point you made saying poor learning environment, no classrooms, dilapidated classrooms. Now, these funds that are going to be invested in establishing more tertiary institutions, don't you think they should be invested in building up?
Look, please don't go back to that.
Okay,
sir. I've told you that education is a right. You should not discriminate because the university or tertiary level institutions are not adequately funded.
So
why, the question should be, why are they not adequately funded?
Yes.
It is because, and I'm telling you, that the Nigerian political elite don't want the children of the poor to go to school. And I'm telling you that it is criminal. That is why the tertiary institutions and basic education are poorly funded. These people, if they have their chance, they will withdraw all the oxygen that you and I breathe and be giving us every Monday.
Okay.
So I want you to approach this thing from that education is a right.
And it shouldn't be debated whether we need more or not, but rather more funds should be invested
everybody should be provided with education. You cannot discriminate against others because, okay, when they finish, they don't get jobs. Okay, who is to create the jobs? Okay, somebody will tell you that, okay, it is because they are lazy. They can't think that is why they are unable to get jobs. Whereas they have the means to send their children to France and come and take over the jobs. If we accept, and universally accepted, that education is the major tool for development. If you educate a person, regardless as to whether or not he gets a job to do, you have given him the weapon to defend himself against oppressors. This is very important.
That was Dr. Tom Mayashi, one-time Commissioner of Education, Kaduna State. Education, they say, is one of the most important investments a country can make in its future. It is a powerful agent of change. When access to quality education and learning grows, the ripple effect on communities and countries are remarkable. Let us invest in the change we are looking for. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.